In Atlanta, officials believe that more tourists would come to their city if there were fewer beggars on the streets. And so the mayor and business leaders have launched a campaign urging people not to give to panhandlers. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
If you visit downtown Atlanta, you'll probably see people on the street asking for money. Some don't even ask. They just walk by and stick out their hand. But Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin is trying to discourage that.
To give to panhandlers is counterproductive.
Officials unveiled the first so-called donation meter, an effort that's been tried in other places, including San Francisco, Baltimore, and Denver.
And we will be spreading these around the city so that people can put their money in.
The giving meters look like bright yellow parking meters. They take coins, except whatever money's collected will go to agencies that help the homeless. The debate over what to do about panhandlers has been going on for years. In 2005, the city passed an anti-panhandling law in an effort to improve its image and attract tourists. Last month, police officers dressed up as tourists and arrested about 50 people who violated the law. Now the city's asking everyone who goes downtown to donate through the new meters in the hopes that panhandlers will go away. A.J. Robinson is president of Central Atlanta Progress, a business revitalization group working with the city.
There's been a hardcore element of what we call aggressive panhandlers. These are folks that are preying not only on business population, tourist population, but it's become a business as opposed to an act of charity.
Robinson says it's not all about image. He says both tourists and residents want to feel safe. But homeless advocates say hustlers are the exception. Anita Beatty is with the Metro Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless. She says the city should stop criminalizing the poor and build more affordable housing instead.
I think the city should open its eyes and ears and be creative and progressive. How do we deal with the fact that we do have poverty and we cannot hide it, nor should we?
The city has built a new 24-hour service center to help the chronic homeless, but Beatty still houses hundreds of men each night in what she calls an overflow shelter. In Woodruff Park downtown, Jerry Roberts, who works in the area, says cracking down on panhandlers is wrong.
The problem, if you build a state-of-the-art housing facility, food, clothing in the downtown area, you resolve it. They wanted to go away magically.
Tony Harris, who also works downtown, says panhandlers do sometimes bother her, but she says she's not sure whether the new campaign will change things.
Well, hopefully it will help, you know, calm down some of the panhandlers. But then again, they're still going to be out here just in case people like that don't even get the funds. If they don't go to the agencies, then they're still going to be out here.
The city will start with 5 donation meters. Officials are stepping up police enforcement. And businesses and hotels now have flyers and posters that list resources for the homeless, advice for tourists, and warnings for those who still want to give to panhandlers. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.